12 minutes past 6 now, exactly 13 to be correct. Time to get into the day's top business news on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Starting with the latest developments at Eskom, Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown announced earlier today the appointment of four new interim Eskom board members following the troubled Parastatals annual general meeting today amid an ongoing outcry over the leadership at the power utility. This follows the appointment of Acting CEO Johnny Lala after Brown ordered Eskom to rescind Brian Molefe reappointment. Molefe had left the power utility after he was named in former public protector to the Madonsela State of Capture report, while board chair Ben Gubane resigned, who was also linked to the controversial Gupta family, resigned ahead of today's AGM. EE Publishers MD as well as energy analyst Chris Yellen joins us on the line. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening and greetings.
Let's start here. The new board appointments, do they promise to address leadership concerns at Eskom? What's your take there?
Well, we've seen four new board members appointed today. I must say, personally, without casting aspersions on these people who I really don't know, they don't appear to be what I consider to be really heavyweights, you know, commercial, financial, industrial, you know, leaders. Yes, two of them have a chemistry background as researchers, academics, and two of them have some business experience. But they really are unknown entities, certainly to me, and I have spoken to people within Eskom and in business, and they seem to be equally unknown to them. That's not to say they can't perform a valuable function as non-executive directors on the board. Mm-hmm. But I personally would have liked to see some serious heavyweights, industrialists, people like Sipho Nkosi, and people like maybe even somebody like former finance minister Trevor Manuel. They're really people that can bring something serious to the table. Eskom is a mega business, one of the biggest companies in South Africa, and certainly the biggest state-owned enterprise. It needs that kind of heavyweight.
Now, having said that, what happens until these members who are in an acting capacity are made to be a permanent board? What is supposed to happen between now with the interim board and interim CEO, as well as an interim chair?
So that's exactly it. There's a lot of interims around. Minister did say that this board, these extra four people, and the two that you know, are held over from the previous board, would you know, be interim until they are approved by the cabinet in about a month's time. I would imagine it is something of a formality. But you also mentioned that there would be another five or so directors added to the board to bring it to its full complement of about 12 or 13. So there's still more announcements to come. And this is an interim board, and it will take a bit of time, I'm sure, to get its feet on the ground. And there's a lot of issues facing the board and Eskom in general.
Let's talk about those issues. There are concerns that still remain at the troubled Parastatal. What faces or what lies ahead for the new board to deal with?
Well, remember, of course, a board mainly comprises non-executive directors, with only two executive directors, namely the CEO and the chief financial officer. The remainder, you know, are non-executive directors and fulfill an oversight role, a very important oversight role, of course. But they're not involved at an operational level. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that they will be required to get involved in a lot of these investigations that are currently planned or in progress. For example, the Treasury investigation report, we're still expecting the Cliff Decker-Hoffmeyer report, which has got to be dealt with by the board and has to advise the minister on what to do next in respect of Mr. Coker. There's the Special Investigations Unit investigation, the SIU investigation. There's the parliamentary investigation. There's a Hawks investigation.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of work that I think is going to occupy the minds of the new board. Unfortunately, these are very distracting and not part of Eskom's core business, and will take the eye off the ball on the very serious issues that the board should be also addressing, that is the financial sustainability, operational sustainability, and environmental sustainability of Eskom. And I just hope they have enough time to deal with the real issues.
with all those issues and investigations that await Eskom. The minister then applauded the previous board in saying that they did quite a good job. The books seem to be looking good and they've left a track record. What do you make of the statement, even after she has appointed new board members and the trouble that we've seen as Eskom, as citizens?
Remember, the financial performance of Eskom really is not the board's work. It's the work of the Eskom executives, the staff and the team. I think the board has failed very badly in terms of governance. There have been massive governance failures at the board level. Eskom is still going to have to face the consequences of these, including, for example, the legal action that is pending with Dr. Malefi, the former CEO. These are just symptoms of governance failures. And remember, what we're talking about here is a 30 million rand pension payout. Some people would regard it as a simple fraud. But it was perpetrated, if it was a fraud, it was perpetrated by the board and with the connivance of the board. So these are very serious governance failures of the board, and I don't think it is right to say the board did well or to congratulate the board, the previous board I'm talking about.
Thank you so, so much for your time. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Energy analyst and MD at EE Publishers, Chris Yelland, here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, talking about the latest developments at Eskom.